This is Polykill, where two men, outnumbered by their games and at war with time, undertake the quest of defeating their lengthy backlogs. Please adjust your seat and prepare your ears for the banter of your hosts, Jake and Travis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 41 of the Polykill Podcast. As always, we are your hosts. I am Travis. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at TravPlaysGames. Of the two of us, I'm more inclined to play that old stuff, and I have a tendency to laugh a little too much at my own jokes.
Yeah, it happens. It happens when you're funny. And that's just squeaked a lot. Sorry about that. I'm Jake. I'm the other host. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at TheMcAxel, and I play video games for this podcast.
When are we going to get some WD-40 for your chair?
I don't know. Whenever you get around to it, I guess.
It's really starting to impede our quality. Okay. You can find us together at Polykill on Twitter. Be sure to check out last week's Off Kilter 5 about injuries and ouchies and boo-boos. And I would say most of yours were far beyond any of those adjectives.
Yeah.
Near-death experiences, yeah. Gore in your case. I was child's play. Yours was hardcore.
Yeah, I just managed to find ways to get hurt as a kid. It was pretty great. Not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, check it out. Yeah, be sure to check that out. And next time we're going to be doing concerts, events, because Jake and I are going to a bunch of shows, a bunch of concerts.
Yeah.
And so we hope to have some stories to share about that of our own when we come back. So if you've ever been to any show or festival or county fair or carnival, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Any public event that was, in my mind, outdoor, but doesn't have to be. Lots of people. What'd you see? What happened? What did you do?
What happened to you?
You know, how drunk did Miles get? That's usually
the case. That's a question.
So there's that. So please hit us up on that. You can send all of those. Please stop squeaking that chair. You can send all of those to polykillpodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter if we're friends there.
Yeah.
All right. Now on to our first segment, recent radars and on the pickups. That's not what it's called.
No, it's not.
No, this is not going to be a good episode. So for me, I picked up a few things. I tend to hoard, you know, come out and say it. I tend to hoard them. I picked up a few odds and ends on the NES and the Nintendo 64.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I went on a road trip.
We did.
We visited the great city of Indian Apple Tits, or Indianapolis.
That's what it was.
And we took that trip from our home state of Virginia.
Right.
And you have to pass through Ohio to do this, in our case, unless you take a plane, which we did not. And so we stopped in the areas of Chillicothe and Dayton, and we visited a few game stores, as you do, or as I do.
As you do, yes.
And you happen to be with. And so while there, I picked up quite a few things, mostly for this NES collection, but notably, I got Super Castlevania IV.
Right.
One I've been wanting for a long time.
Yeah.
Actually ordered it one time and it came busted. Somebody shipped it in a bubble mailer like an idiot. And then I also picked up Super Ghouls and Ghosts, which is super fucking hard.
Right.
I put it in for like an hour and made it about 19 feet into the stage. It's pretty tough.
Nice.
But it does have a charm about it.
Sure.
And then also, the big steal of the weekend was the Comba Tribes, which is a beat-em-up kind of game. It's a little weird, a little clunky, but it's kind of valuable. It goes for usually $25 to $30.
Okay.
And you and I walk into this pristine game store. Doesn't look like a place that gives deals.
Yeah,
because it looks like they also have a janitor.
You're not going to find anything here. Everything was vacuumed and well lit, and white shelves, and everything was alphabetized and segmented. And I was like, no, they know what they're doing here.
If you go into a place that looks like they have a janitor on the payroll, you're not getting deals.
Yeah, and if they can afford to pay someone to clean the place.
Yep. And so I find the Comba Tribes. It has a $3 sticker on it, and I'd actually seen it a lot that day, and I was like, this game's been in cases all day for much more than this. I didn't, you know, at the beginning of the day, I didn't wake up knowing how much Comba Tribes was, but I'd kind of built that up over the day and was like, this game goes for a little bit of money. So I take it up front with another handful of games that I got a decent deal on, and the dude at the counter scans the other ones, no problem, gets to this one, and kind of gives it a look.
Gives a balk a little bit?
Yeah, it looks at me and says, oh, well, hold on, this one's not in our system, which is weird, because it has a price sticker on it and a UP.
That was clever verbiage for saying we're about to screw ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he walks back, and he talks to his manager, and they're over there for a while. Like, I have time, like, I get bored and start walking around the store again. And he comes back, and I was thinking about what I was going to say when I just knew he was going to come back and renege on this offer or on this price. But he came back and he was like, you know, today's your lucky day. So this game usually goes for a lot more. But, I mean, due to our ignorance, we put like a $3 sticker on it. So, you know, we're going to give it to you for that. And I was like, you damn right you are.
Booyah.
So, score.
Big score.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also, I picked up a bunch of minty Nintendo Powers. I'm trying to get like the first 60 Nintendo Powers. Because that's from my era. And right. Those are just better in general. I feel like those
it's
like,
the first 5 years, right? So it's like a...
roughly.
It's like, when did it start? 89? 90?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah,
so
89,
yeah,
90.
That's
yeah.
Prime time.
Yeah, it's great. And they're usually thicker. Like, there's more to them than some of the more, even the ones after that. And all of these have the poster in them, too. So that was really cool. So I picked up a bunch of those. I'm over halfway to that goal, by the way.
That's awesome.
Having the first 60. Yeah.
When did you start that goal? Do you remember?
You know,
or,
just
like,
kinda,
become cognizant of it, I guess.
Just kind of happened late last year. I knew a guy that was selling like 10 or 15 of them, and
so we're like, all right,
I picked
guess
them
I'm
up
collecting
for like,
these too.
Yeah, well, I picked them up for $1 a piece, and I started reading through them, and I loved the memory lane that you know it would take me down. So
sure.
I was like, kind of want all this. So there's that. And then I also got this like unfurling cloth scroll banner of Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah,
which is probably one of my all time favorite games, and so added that too. Yeah. Pretty cheap, but it was it's like a cloth poster,
right?
So it's quality.
Like a scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So that's what I did, man. That's pretty. That's usually longer than I go on the pickup.
Yeah,
section.
But you had a good haul there.
Did, and you can see most of that loot on Instagram.
Yeah,
if you hit up Trav Plays the Games. So, what about you? Did you grab some stuff finally?
Oh, I did. Did. All right. So, you know, it'd been 6 months since I had even bothered looking at games.
Yeah.
I put that on myself. As a New Year's resolution. So I went a full 6 months without purchasing any game.
I just want to go ahead and say one more time, that's impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Now, I mean, that did exclude two games that I had pre-ordered before I decided to make this rule.
Right.
So
yada, yada, yada.
But
right.
Anyway, I still did good. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, it's a few days past the six-month mark. We're going to all these game stores. I'm like, if I see something that I want, I'm going to go after it.
Do it.
At this point.
And I'm dragging them out. I'm taking them into the dark depths of gaming stores.
We're just going at it. And I think it's the first store we go in.
Mm-hmm. I knew you wouldn't hold out long.
But, you know, I had the like 3 days before, if you follow me on Twitter, you saw I was like going through a little bit of consternation because Dragon Quest Builders on PS4 was on sale digitally in the PSN store for $35, still a $60 title. And I was like, this is a good deal. You know, it's $25 off. I want this game. I love the Dragon Quest vibe. I love the world, I like the music. And then you take that and put a Minecraft layer on it and I'm sold. And gets great reviews. You know, everybody loves the game. Just a few little quibbles here and there. Anyway, I almost bought it, but when I was like, well, let me go look at it again, the sale had ended, so I just missed it, which was fine. It was like, okay, no big deal. So we wandered into the first game store and look around for probably 20 minutes, see some games, like, these are decently priced PS4 games, these are decently priced Xbox One games, whatever. And then the guy behind the counter, I guess, finally got his thumb out of his ass and was like, hey, by the way, we got sales going on. You know, all PS3 games are 20% off, all Xbox 360 games are 20% off, Xbox One and PS4 are all 10% off. So I was like, okay, so that's an additional 10% off the sticker. And I look and they have Dragon Quest Heroes for $32 on the sticker. And so I could get the game for like $29. So that's less than half of what the current you know, new prices. So I went ahead and snagged that. So got that and popped that cherry pretty quickly on the old road trip. But I was pretty happy with the deal and disc was in good shape. Got it installed and tinkered around a little bit with it. Not much, but I like what I've seen. So
I did notice he said once he gave you that deal, and then I stroll over onto the case, you know, like Vince McMahon, because I was like, all right, let's see.
Like that excludes.
Yeah, and then he looks like me dead now, and he's like, that excludes all that shit.
All the
case.
Shit that you want doesn't get that.
So I just turned around and walked back where I came from.
Yeah.
That was kind of comical. But
That was funny.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. And also, I did pick up another game just in the last couple of days. I wandered into a GameStop on a lunch break because I was flying solo because all my lunch bros had abandoned me. I ate in like 5 minutes at a Wendy's or something. It was like I got an hour to kill. I'm going to go stretch my legs a little bit, walk around, walk into a GameStop, look around. Kind of a jonesing for something for 3DS a little bit because I got some road trips coming up and nothing like playing some games on a road trip to kill the time. So I was like, what do they got here? And then they had a good deal on Dragon Quest VII. So I picked that up and we'll be playing that probably a lot this weekend because I'm doing a lot of driving this weekend or riding. So
cool.
Yeah.
What was Seven? Was Seven originally a PS1?
It was a PS1 game. It was actually a PS1 game in Japan, and then the localization took until after the PS2 was released over here. So it kind of came late. It was like a critical success in Japan, but people kind of was like over it by the time it got here on PS1 because everyone already had a PS2.
Yeah, and I'm sure 8 was on its way.
Yeah. So, but apparently the 3DS version of it is just kind of like they just redid everything. Redid the graphics, remastered the sound, added a few things in.
Does it have the 3D-ness to it?
It does have some 3D in it, but apparently it's sold very well. So
cool, man.
I'm excited about that.
All right, so right into the radar for the next 2 weeks. For me, I have one.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th, game right. I kickstarted.
You kickstart, yeah.
Yeah, it's the most I've ever given to a Kickstarter. I gave them $30, and they promised me that I would get to download the game at some point. And I got to pick that the other day. They sent me an email and was like, hey, what do you want it on? And I was like, give it to me on that Xbox.
Sweet.
You know, let me sit down and play that shit. And our friend Brian also is in on this as well. So yeah. There's an opportunity for he and I to play it together.
Sweet. Do you know what the retail is going to be on that?
I don't. I really don't. I would maybe a 40. Okay. Maybe I'm just getting it a little bit cheaper. I really don't know, though.
Cool.
I don't even know if it's going to get like a physical. Well, I guess it will get a physical.
We'll get a digital release,
yeah.
I'm sure.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah. But anyway, my expectations are they're in check. Because I know how these things go with Kickstarter, and we all know.
Especially asynchronous multiplayer like that, where it hasn't been terribly successful so far.
Yeah, I know. And the concept is so strong, and I always thought it was a great idea and wanted to support it as an idea and wanted to see it in action. Mm-hmm. But I never really... I anticipated that it might underwhelm me.
Sure.
But I was like,
I still
want to be in on it.
Beta or anything like that for balancing? Or was that all just like in-house
I think they
testing?
Did some in-house stuff, yeah.
Okay.
No, actually, I think there was like some free weekends or something. You know, I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay. Because I think that balancing is like the crux of an asynchronous multiplayer game. Yep. And if they don't get that right, then it doesn't work. I mean, honestly, I mean, they can tweak it after the game's released. But
yeah, I'm sure it will require that.
I'm sure that will happen.
Yep, but I am excited for it. I mean, it's a long time coming. We all thought we were going to get it, I guess, last October, and it got pushed to... It's kind of weird for it to release in May, in my opinion. I would almost rather wait until October if it meant they could put a little bit more into it. But whatever. Glad to finally get a... You know, glad a Kickstarter is getting released at, you know, at full release.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
That is awesome.
What about you?
I got one on my radar, and that is Rime. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have heard of this.
This was announced at a Sony press conference 2 or 3 years ago. At the time, it was an exclusive. It kind of gave me a bit of a eco vibe. Mm. Kind of like that that art style, big, open, sort of explored. Like it felt like eco meets that game company game, like a Journey or a Flower. Kind of that like big, open feeling.
Everything's
to
very
it.
Imposing to your little character.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And it's more about exploration and things like that. And the game kind of went dormant for a while, then resurfaced finally, I would say, late last year, maybe early this year. Mm-hmm. I don't recall when. But it's no longer an exclusive to PlayStation. It's going to be on all the big systems, including Xbox One and Switch. So it'll be here soon. So I'm pretty excited to give it a whirl because it looks like just a great video game, and I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on into the Hot Jakes segment. Cue the Hot Jakes music. Topics this week, this episode: Legend of Zelda game may be coming to smartphones.
Yeah!
Destiny 2 reveal.
Okay.
Witcher to get a Netflix series.
Roach.
Overwatch anniversary event.
I'll be your shield.
Life is Strange 2.
That's a hella good announcement.
That is a hella good announcement.
Yeah.
So Legend of Zelda may be coming to your pocket.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either. You go first, though. It's your segment.
First of all, more Legend of Zelda is usually a good thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the mobile versions of Zelda games have been fairly good. I'm afraid of it, just in general, because I don't know what they're going to do. Because I feel like any time so far that Nintendo has put one of their properties on a mobile platform, it's been a slightly gimmicky version of the game. And I don't know what you would do with Zelda. Because it's like, you know, Super Mario Run, it's just a runner. And Fire Emblem Heroes, while it does actually kind of mirror the actual Fire Emblem gameplay, it's just not as deep, and that's why we actually care about Fire Emblem.
Right.
So I just don't know where they're going to go with it. I'm in anticipating good, just because it's Nintendo, but I think I'll just reserve judgment till I hear more about what style of game it'll be, you know?
I think that is the big question, and Mario can get away with really anything. He's been in a whole slew of genres.
I mean, you could play tennis with him, or soccer, or kart racing, or
RPGs,
whatever.
You can do whatever you want with Mario, that's fine. The Fire Emblem thing, I'm not too, I guess, keen on. I don't really know what all that might entail. But Zelda, I mean, it's kind of weird. My first thought was I was completely kind of turned off by it. I was like, man, how dare they cheapen this Zelda brand by letting these damn uber casuals get a hold of it and like thumb my nose at the idea, you know? But then I was like, what? How many Zelda releases have there been in the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years? Plenty, sure. There's been...
A lot of them are honestly just re-releases.
Sure, there's re-releases. There's been, I guess, the what is it, the one where he's sometimes flat, sometimes 3D.
Link Between Worlds.
Link Between Worlds.
Yeah. Great game.
That one might have been a good opportunity. I'm thinking younger kids. I'm thinking younger generations. That might have been a window for them to get in, because that was, by all accounts, a really decent entry.
Right.
Skyward Sword was a few years ago. That was on the Wii. It was actually kind of difficult to play. Mm. I can't imagine a lot of kids made it through that if they tried it.
Dedication.
You know, Breath of the Wild come out. If you want to play it, you had to have a Wii U, which a lot of people didn't.
Right.
Or you had to buy a Switch.
Right.
And so I see this as maybe a way to get some people...
Generate some interest.
Maybe get some youngsters on board. I think it's a good idea for Nintendo to kind of do that now that they have a big Zelda game out there that costs a lot of money, to give a little free Zelda out and say, hey, what do you think? You know, talk to your parents, because Zelda's all over the place.
Yeah.
And here's a little cheap version you can carry around with you around the house.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
I'll be interested.
Yeah. That's the only rationalization I'd come up with, because I'm probably not going to get it and play it. It's not a definitive enough Zelda entry for me to even care about. It's not even on my radar.
Sure.
But you know, if I'm Joe Schmo and I'm like, hey, I remember Zelda. I got a Zelda game on my phone. Nice. Like, that's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Check it out.
All right. So next, Destiny 2 reveal.
So I watched that today, because that happened today. Mm-hmm. It was about an hour event, surrounded by, well, I would consider a decent press conference, because it wasn't terribly flashy, I thought. So I'm going to rate the press conference, I guess, at this point. I don't know why I'm going down this road. But it was basically just Bungie people coming out and saying, hey, I do this on the game, and we've improved this, and we've improved that, and here's what's happened, and here's some gameplay. And it wasn't overly flashy. There wasn't like celebrities and, you know, fanfare. It was just like a hangar with Destiny in it. So, you know, I loved playing Destiny back in 2014.
200 hours, you said you did.
Yeah,
that.
About 200 hours.
That's crazy.
And I'm honestly a little excited for this. I'm trying to keep it in check, but just I liked the vanilla Destiny that launched in September of 2014. I got tired of it, but I did like it. But apparently, like, since then, Destiny 1, with the expansions and updates they've done, have just made it an even better experience, and apparently they're taking that and then just migrating this and making it even better. So, looks good. I'll, you know, it's a September release, so it's kind of like in this little gray area between summer and like the big fall release schedule that we normally get. So it might be a dry enough period for me to be like, let me jump back in this. And if I get some people that do play it, you know, to play with, I might jump in.
Cool, man. Well, I'm excited for your excitement.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I liked it.
Witcher to get a Netflix series.
This made me really happy. Like, not like jump up and down happy, like this isn't like the best thing that's ever happened to me, but this makes perfect sense.
I was going to say it makes sense, if anything.
And yeah, to do this as not a movie, to do it as a series. And the writer of the books is involved.
Sapkowski.
Yeah. So it's, I'm excited for this, and I'm really anticipating it being great. I really am, because Netflix is, you know, their average isn't perfect, but their stuff is usually really good. And taking an existing property and adapting it, you know, I think they've done really good with that with the Marvel properties as well, Iron Fist aside.
Yep.
So I'm excited. I just really want Mads Mikkelsen to be cast as Geralt of Rivia. That's just...
Who?
Mads Mikkelsen.
I don't think I know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen him. He had the bleeding eye in Casino Royale.
Okay.
I didn't watch that. Okay. Well, he's been in everything lately. So he was what's his name? Jyn Erso's dad in Rogue One.
Mm, that helps.
Yeah. Give him a beard and long hair. He's perfect.
So yeah, I'm cool with it. It is going to be based on the novel series, so it's not going to be just a rip from the game or a reenactment of the game in any way. I mean, they obviously share a lot of the source material.
Yeah.
This is what kind of caught me, was the producers don't really have, in my opinion, a very strong pedigree, which is fine. Netflix seems to make do with things like that. You know, you look at Stranger Things.
That's where I was just going to say, look at Stranger Things.
Yeah, but
those guys directed like an episode of a TV show one time.
Right.
Before they did Stranger Things. So.
And so the producers are from Sci-Fi's The Expanse, which I don't know anything
that's
about.
That's a great show.
Okay.
Great
so that's
show.
Good. And also The Mummy franchise, which I'm not high on, but did well.
Yeah.
So...
It's fun.
I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting. I'm certainly interested in seeing how that goes.
Yeah.
I'm also interested. I mean, this is old news, but are they still doing the Castlevania thing on Netflix?
Yeah.
So that's a lot of stuff to get excited for.
A lot going on.
You know, maybe video game movies are going away, and we're starting to get video game series, which I think
makes more sense because you don't have to cut down 20 years of lore into an hour and a half movie.
Exactly. Exact Amundo, if you will.
Yeah.
Up next. Overwatch anniversary event.
Yeah.
So this is all you, man. Take it away.
So yeah, Overwatch has been busy this year with a new character, Uprising event, and then bam, here we go, 1 year anniversary event. I'm excited just because it's probably going to mean more loot, more skins and items for my characters. And also they are introducing 3 new maps during this event. So I'm hopeful that they will stay in rotation after the event ends because we could use some more maps. But they look cool. They've just given a little 30-second snippet of like little pans around parts of the new maps. Looks like it's, you know, got some stuff from there from Commander Morrison, got some Somber stuff in there, got some Eichenwald stuff in there. So I'm excited to see it and excited to play it. And I know that it'll consume me for those, 3 weeks that it's running. So sorry.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. It ends June 12th?
Ends June 12th, yep.
Cool. And Life is Strange 2. Now, I'm sure that's a working title, maybe?
I mean, I think I just wrote that down, or maybe you did, but
I did. Well, also, headlines are saying that, but I'm wondering if it's a sequel or, a sequel to the story.
A new story set in that kind of world.
Right. Maybe Life is Strange will just be like the new... You know,
American Horror Story, where it's just like
a new take each, or a new story each time. It's just this is what you're going to get out of it.
I like that.
So yeah, that's interesting. That's fun. That's kind of
that's a very us topic because we love that game.
It's very unexpected too, because you and I even discussed that there's probably not going to be any more to that. That story in particular.
Yeah, that story in particular.
But we wanted more games like it from these people.
Yes, because they did it very well.
Yeah, we wanted Don't Nod to get on there. I'm really happy Square Enix was behind them.
Yeah.
I did read there's not going to be anything about it at E3. I mean,
yeah.
This is really early.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, we're going to do it.
They're going to push Vampire or whatever they're calling it. That's their next game. So,
which will also be interesting to check out. But
yeah, for sure. I'm excited to see what Life is Strange. I just like playing those games. It was a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun.
Indeed.
Speaking of fun, what happened last episode?
Let's check it out.
Previously on Polykill. Player One, the founder of the Cartridge Club, stops by to share his experiences with games like Phantasy Star, Lost Odyssey, and Overwatch. Jake takes on hot topics like the new Nintendo 2DS XL, PlayStation 5 rumors, and a new Call of Duty. Trav tries, but fails, at beating some classic NES games before the podcast recording. Everything there is to know about the Cartridge Club serves as the topic of discussion.
All right, so games we completed or retired.
Mm-hmm.
From our backlogs. We switched it around. I don't know if anybody will notice, but
well,
we
they
did.
May have had you not called
I don't think
out.
They would have. Usually we talk about what we added to the backlog, but I decided it didn't make sense before games we completed. So games we completed. Mm. Let me get you out of the way.
Sure. I didn't complete anything.
That's what I thought. So
I see, last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to go home. I'm going to be the game for this podcast. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen. And I was like, you know, what have I got here that's close that I kind of am in the mood to play that I could probably just stay up until 1:30 or 2 and just knock out? So I was like, you know what? I got this new TV, which some of you guys may know about. Anyway, it's a fancy new TV. I'm excited to play games on it. And I was like, let me play Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, the remaster from the Drake collection on PS4. I will play that because I'm already a little bit into it. I've played this game, not all the way through, but most of the way through. So I kind of just like run through things. I was at chapter 5 when I started, and I ended at chapter 20. So I played like 5 straight hours trying to beat this game last night. So I put in effort.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be beat next time.
I commend you on the effort. But this ain't hand grenades nor horseshoes.
I promise.
No, I'm just kidding. That's good. I'm glad you're getting some time in. Castlevania, though. Mm-hmm. I did it. I literally spanked my childhood.
I thought you did that last episode.
No. I was...
You sure?
I got so close for P1, and I didn't pull it off.
Okay.
I got to Dracula, and remember that undead vampire bastard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that line. It was just insurmountable.
Yeah.
And so, I get back there again because...
You use the game genie.
No.
Oh.
No, come on. No. You don't need a game genie. It's got infinite continues. Anyway... I get back there to the end because I happen to see a tweet conversation between two people that are actually in the Cartridge Club.
Oh.
And one other person was having the same issue. And they're like, man, I can't get past Dracula. And I was like, let's see what's going on in here.
Oh, let's
zoom in.
This.
Let's expand the combo and see what's going on. And one of the people said, hey, man, just farm right there before you fight him. I was like, fuck, can't farm in Castlevania. What are you talking about? I'm like,
it's like Harvest Moon.
It's like, you can't farm. You can't farm. You can't grind for things.
Like
turns out you
Moon.
Can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
is there more wall turkey?
No. So for the entirety of Castlevania, if you die, you'll go back to the beginning of the stage.
Right.
That's not the same thing as the level, but the stage.
Okay.
Each screen is a stage.
Yes.
Okay. If you die and you need to use a continue, you'll go back to the beginning of the level.
Right.
Except for on Dracula.
Just Dracula, not all bosses, just Dracula.
Just Dracula.
Okay.
At Dracula, if you die or you have to use a continue, you start right at the door right in front of Dracula.
Nice.
Which means...
You can go backward.
Well, you can't go backward.
Hmm.
And that's the problem. You can't go back and get, you know, tons of hearts and things.
Upgrade your whips or whatever.
You can go up the staircase, enter a different screen, whip those 4 candles that are right there, leave, go back up the staircase,
whip
and keep
candles.
Doing that. And I didn't even think that I could do that.
Smart, that's farming.
Yeah, that's essentially it. And they said that, and I was just like, oh, that's why didn't I think of that?
So smart.
So then I had enough of that holy water juice to take it to town, and
nice.
Like 3 tries I beat it. So the other night it took me like 2 hours to realize I sucked at it, and then just a little bit of advice is all I needed. Pushed me on through.
There you go.
So really happy to beat that, man.
That's awesome.
That
yeah,
was a big one.
That's a big old notch in the belt, buddy.
Big one for me. And then the other game I beat Super Contra, otherwise known as Super C, the more direct follow-up to
Contra.
OG Contra.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love Contra. I love first Contra, and I love this Contra. And I got to say, I went through, you know, that's the thing I like about Contra, and really most Konami games, most Konami platformers from that era, is just playing it over again, just keep playing it, you'll always make progress. You'll always get better.
Yeah.
Till eventually, I ran through one death. One death.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It was a silly death, too. It was a place I had not even died.
You just made a mistake.
Yeah, just I got to thinking. I was like, I haven't died yet, and goofed it. But solid. So 2 big old notches in the old retro belt. Real happy. I actually quit playing retro games for like 2 weeks. So I was like, I don't want to beat all the good games in one episode. So
nice.
To knock that out. So real proud of that.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. So now that those games have been completed and knocked out of the backlog, what did we throw in there?
Yeah. What did you throw in there?
Well... I guess I'll just keep talking then.
Yeah, go.
Uh, Panzer Dragoon there on the old Sega Saturn.
Now, this was a big pickup for you.
It was. It was another one that we picked up while we were in Ohio.
Yeah.
I didn't get a good deal on it, but I got it. I got it for about what it goes for, but I didn't have to pay, like, shipping.
Right, and it was in good shape.
It was in good shape. Like, I got to physically see that the case opened and didn't fall apart. The manual's in there. The disc was not scratched. And I've been wanting it for a long time. It's an essential for the Sega Saturn.
Mm.
You know, there are some more versions of it for the Saturn that are much more expensive, and I'll probably never own those. But this is the one that I was like, I really want to. I want to dabble. I want to get in there. I want to ride my dragon.
Very nice.
And it's, I don't know if you know much about it. It's an on-rail shooter.
Yep.
It's very, it's kind of has a little cinematic vibe to it. Really fun, though. Kind of addictive. I made it to the next to last stage the other night on like the third try, so I think it's going to get beat.
Sweet.
I think it's going to get beat, but it's a lot of fun.
I like on-rail shooters. People hate them, but man, I like them.
Yeah, it's just kind of, you know, it's a laid-back experience,
yeah.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah, it's a little more finesse. And I enjoy that.
Yep.
I enjoy that when I expect it. Let me put it that way. If I start a game and it's like, oh, this game looks awesome, and I jump in and it's an on-rail shooter and I'm expecting something else, then I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
That happened to me once with Knife's Edge on N64.
Oh.
Mm, I wasn't expecting it, and it was like, damn.
It was like, damn.
Damn.
What about that, what was that Star Wars game that came out for Wii? What would you call that, an on-rails saberer? You remember the one where it would just shoot you around and you could... Oh, I think it was Kinect.
Oh.
It just shoved you around and you just did this in front of your TV and it would be a lightsaber.
I didn't play that.
You don't even remember that?
No.
That's a thing that happened. But I was wondering, like, what do you... It's not an on-rail shooter, be an on-rails...
Yeah.
Slicer.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool.
Swiper. I don't know. Yeah. So I added the two games that I bought because I'm going to be playing both of those. I probably will put Dragon Quest as kind of like my side thing because I really do feel like it's going to be one of those games that will consume you because the way Dragon Quest Builders works, it if I'm not badly mistaken, the way I understand the game is it basically says that the hero of Dragon Warrior, the very first Dragon Warrior, makes a bad choice at the end of his heroic run and plunges the world into darkness. And you are now the chosen one set to rebuild the world and right the wrong made by that hero. So like the world is basically falling apart. It's cursed, but you have the power to restore it. So you have to go around and plant these banners and attract people to come back to the village. And then you have to build them things. You have to build them houses and weapons and have to build them things where they can like do blacksmith work or woodworking or whatever, and you have to go out in the world and fight these things to bring in the resources to build it. So like it's a very smart way to kind of take the whole crafting thing and give it a real purpose without just being survival.
Yeah.
And I like that, and it's cute and the soundtrack's great. I love the Dragon Quest theme music.
Yes.
It just goes right to my soul. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, but it's just gonna be those just like just one more, you know, building. Yeah. Or one more whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna break a lot of curfews, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. So a lot of fun, that one. And that's on the backlog, and Dragon Quest VII, which, like I said, I'll probably be diving into in some of these road trips that I got coming up.
It's a multi-hour one.
Yeah.
It's a big one.
Yeah, apparently Dragon Quest VII is like around 100 hours.
Phew! Woo!
Yeah. So, not going to happen on these road trips.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, where the hell are you going?
I'm driving to Australia.
Yeah, I'm driving to Australia and then
on
Chile.
A boat.
Cool, man. Well, excited to hear about those in the future. I'm sure we won't, since you just play Overwatch all day. Now it's time for an ad read before you can respond. This episode is sponsored by Cowden Technologies, LLC. Caltech focuses on product development in robotics, web apps, mobile apps, home automation, or some combination of the above. To learn more or to start a conversation about your idea or product, send an email to info@cowden.tech. That is info@cowden.tech. Also, everyone at Caltech is better at video games than Travis. I can't believe they made me say that last part.
Wow.
I mean, money's money for us, but
yeah.
I can't believe
it's crazy.
That was absolutely mandated.
Mm.
And I don't know that they are better than me, but I have to admit, I have to say it.
There you go. Show must go also, on. If you like what you've heard so far and you want to get a little more of us, make sure to check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/PolyKillPodcast. You can also find us over on the Cartridge Club at cartridgeclub.org. That is short for organism.
Orgasm.
Yeah, there we go. Mm. You can also find us at polykill.com, and please rate us on iTunes or your podcast app of choice. So thank you very much.
And please, subscribe to our Sad and Lonely YouTube.
Let's do it.
Channel. Tell all your friends.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at you. We're begging you.
Yes.
And those of you have subscribed and you're new, thank you.
Thank you so much. Everyone who has listened to us and given us feedback. It's very nice of you.
Indeed.
Now it's time, Jake.
Yeah.
For the
long play.
Pretty good. Yeah, that was good. I think we're back.
P1
was just holding us back.
Third wheel.
And that like millisecond of lag we had. It had to be that.
Yeah.
Because from what I know, he's a little songbird. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't doubt it.
Games on the long play. Well, The Witcher Wild Hunt for me still.
Still rocking it.
But I boated up, made it over to Skellige.
Oh.
I'm now fighting things over in Skellige. And meeting all the Skelligers.
I like that name. Skellige. Skellige. Yeah. It's just like it seems like it would be a word that was just like misspelled. It was supposed to be something else. We're like, no, we like the sound of that. We'll keep calling it Skellige.
Yeah. It was like a typo on a memo.
Make bad localization of something. Yeah, I don't know.
It's cool though.
I've seen pictures.
What else can you say about The Witcher? Each time you play, you're like, I witched a little more. Did a little more witching.
Yeah, did a little more witching, a little meditating, a little slicing of demons. I don't know.
Went a little further in the main quest.
Okay.
Because once you get over to Skellige, it's all you can do. You can't just
dig around.
Go back and forth, you know, whatever.
I mean, you can probably dig around because this is The Witcher, but.
Oh, yeah, no. As soon as you get to Skellige, it's just raw dog sex.
Sex!
It's so much of the sex. I was like, good Lord. If they'd have told me that, I would have been in Skellige hours ago. I was running around Novigrad just like
a loaded cannon. Flowers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just blue balls and
blue balls and a bag of flowers. If they'd have told me, you know, going over to Skellige, I'd, you know, be banging out the nasty on the back of a stuffed unicorn, I'd have been there hours ago.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yep.
That's so
good. But that's me, man. What do you got going on?
I guess at this point my long play has to be Uncharted 2, because I've probably spent more concurrent time in a single player game that I feel is beatable in anything in a while, you know, where it isn't multiplayer focused or something that's going to be another 70 hours for me to beat.
Yeah.
So, but this will probably come off the backlog in the next 2 days. That's what I'm hoping.
Exciting. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah. And, man, what can you say about Naughty Dog's games? Uncharted 2 is about a perfect game. Like, I have little quibbles with some of the mobility, but, you know, as a whole, man, the game is just, it's well acted, great characters, great scenery, great globe trotting. I think it does a much better job of balancing action to exploration than more so than the first one. I feel like the first one was way too much shooting, as you guys know. But this one, I think, does a great job of just like weaving action into exploration and exposition. And I'm really excited to play 3 because I'd never even touched Uncharted 3. Like I played the first one a little bit and beat it last year, and then I played 2 a little bit like 3 or 4 years ago, but never beat it. So I'm excited to get to 3 because I never touched it.
And then?
Then I'll get 4. I really, because it's like down to like $20 now. So I think it'll be an easy pickup and one that I will probably get sometime this year.
Cool. Uncharting it.
Yeah, I'm having fun. And it just looks so good on this new TV. Oh, it just looks so good.
Like, what kind of TV did you get? Let's tell everybody. What'd you get?
I got it in my crawl to get a new TV. So I did some deal hunting because, like, you know, even though I don't collect video games, I do like to deal hunt. If I started collecting video games, it would probably be bad because I do like to deal hunt.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna find a new TV. So let's see what I can find. So I shopped around for about 3 weeks, just off and on. Finally found it's a refurbished model. It's factory refurbished with a full warranty. It's an LG 55-inch 4K TV with HDR 10. HDR Pro, as LG would call it. More inputs. It's got smart features. It pairs with my phone. It's super nice. Got it for $299. And then I'm selling my old TV. So my total swing on the purchase is probably going to be about $150.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
That's like $3 an inch.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing that
people care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, nice. It looks good. It looks good. And it's got like the 120 hertz refresh rate for game mode. So like everything looks super smooth and it's LED where my old TV was LCD. So everything just is so much brighter.
Cool. But yeah, so yeah, I bet.
Noticeable difference.
I bet Uncharted does look good.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Where were we?
side quests.
Oh, moving on to side quests. Final Fantasy II still for me. Now, I had a thing happen. Like a thing that, you know.
Oh, snap.
Nothing happened. I mean, no, it's not a big deal. But You remember last week when I, you know, we had P1 on, and I said, hey, I got to the underworld.
That was like 2 weeks ago, but yeah.
Shut up. I got to the underworld of Final Fantasy II, and he goes, lally ho. You remember that?
I do remember the lally ho. And I was like, I thought that's weird.
Yeah, and I was like, what the fuck?
Who says lally ho?
I thought it was like a Canadian thing. I was like, oh, yeah.
No, no.
Lally ho to you too, mate.
I wouldn't put that on Canadians.
Or whatever. I don't know. I assumed it was a regional thing. I didn't know.
Some Navy nomenclature that we just don't understand.
Sure, but guess what?
What is it?
Yeah. I'd been in the underworld. I had not talked to any characters in the underworld.
Oh, no.
First one I talked to said, lally ho! I was like, ha oh, makes sense now. Yeah, they say that down here in the underworld.
They say it in the underworld, so we know where P1's from.
Yeah, he's from the underworld. I've advanced the game maybe an hour since. No big things to discuss or talk about, but it's fun.
He's doing more.
Yeah, doing some more stuff.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool.
You gonna talk about Dragon Quest Builders again?
No.
Okay, that's your side quest.
That's my side quest.
So moving on to...
Yeah, the
So, I got the fever. Do you have the fever?
I'm getting there. It's a low-grade fever at this point, but I'm definitely infected.
Yeah, have you been... Has your fever gone up since all these little leaks and little drops have been hitting?
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah, same here. Like, every day, it's just another degree of inclination on the boner. It's just a little drop here, a little drop there, a little drop here, a little drop there, and it's just creaking on up.
Right.
And I'm getting really, really excited. Now, E3, you know, gamer's delight, you know, especially if you have your finger on the pulse like we do and probably all our listeners do if you're listening to a gaming podcast, it's exciting.
It is.
And E3 is so inundated within games media, it can almost be sickening. And we're no different. We're going to talk about it too. You know,
if you
don't want E3 coverage, then...
Like,
go, I don't know, fly a kite, you know?
Yeah.
Do that.
Build a boat.
Build a boat with your bare hands.
Yeah.
So, let's do this. So, we're going to cover our wish lists and predictions for the first three, we'll say conferences. I know EA's not there, but they're going to do a thing. But first three presentations for E3. EA, let's get them out of the way first. They're coming on Saturday, June 10th. Noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
Weird.
Yeah.
Right there. That's weird.
Yeah. I think they're calling like EA Play, where it's more like a consumer like playtesting thing where they just have people in their booth and play games.
Yeah.
Like it's not like an actual, hey, this is our game stuff. I mean, I don't guess they really need one because, I mean, I feel like that between Xbox and PlayStation or Microsoft and Sony, however you want to say it, they do cover a lot of EA properties, you know, Battlefront or, you know, sports games or whatever.
So. And let's be honest, EA's presentations are just the worst.
They are.
They're so boring. They're just dude bros in suits and speaking with an accent, talking about their favorite sport, and it's just kind of ho-hum.
Yeah.
The thing that's weird to me is that E3, has gone from being really a two-day thing to 4 days now.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody wants their own day. And I wonder if the media prefers that because it was like, oh, thank God, we don't have to sit through three conferences and write all this stuff and try to react to all this stuff at once.
We get
a day for EA. We get a day for Bethesda and technically Microsoft at the same time. And then we get a day for Sony and whatever the fuck Nintendo does. They're just out there.
They're
like,
out
hey,
there
we're
in a treehouse in the parking lot.
Yeah. Come check us out. We're in the treehouse.
They're in a house. It's a tree. It's a house in a tree.
They're so weird. They're just like the gypsies of whatever. But
strange.
But anyway, let's get into it. So
let's do it.
What was memorable last year for you? For me, Andromeda.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a big deal for me, like, because I honestly haven't played any of the Mass Effects to any extent, which is, you know, a big no-no.
Just play two.
But it wasn't like a huge deal for me. But I was excited for those, you know, who were excited. The big one for me was seeing Mirror's Edge because I thought it was so pretty. And then I ended up not liking it. But
yeah, I actually wasn't excited for Andromeda because remember I had that whole thing where I was like, you know, Mass Effect was a trilogy. It ended nice. Leave it alone.
Right.
But then you kind of convinced me. You're like, these people created this really deep world. They should be able to do what they want with it. And I was like, you're right. They should make more Mass Effect games and make them really good. And so then they released Andromeda to ho-hum affair. And now they just announced they're not going to make anymore.
Yeah, they put it on ice.
So
they'll be back in a few years. But yeah, it's definitely not going to be around anytime soon.
My emotions are just in turbulence.
It's a roller coaster.
It is. Yeah. And then, you know, Mirror's Edge, everybody was excited for it to come back, and it felt like they just released something to say, Are you happy
shut up now?
Yeah. So anyway, that was last year, which if those are the two things that are memorable for us and we've received them and didn't like them, that's not good.
It's not a good track record.
That's not good.
No.
But here's what I'm wishing for this year.
Okay.
And the wishes that I already know are going to come true. But that's why they're, I guess, wishes.
So
what would you like to see, Travis? Well, man, I would love for NCAA football to make a comeback.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. Because that whole litigation thing, your lawsuit or whatever, it's over, right? They can technically
over,
do it.
I guess. I don't know. I know EA has said, or some I don't know the fella's name, but he's the head of things there that does stuff with
this building. Okay.
Property. Is he said, as soon as we can make one, we will. So that tells me he's like, they would like it.
Okay.
You know, it's a good thing for them to do. And also, I think they probably experiment a lot with modes that they end up throwing into Madden later.
Fair enough.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's probably...
Possibly,
it works for them. I would like it, and evidently they want to make it. It's probably going to take a while to catch it back up because, you know, it's going to need... You know, even when they say, like, okay, we can make one now, it might be 2 years or so before
right.
they gets off the ground. A lot
right.
goes into that. I want it, though. I want it so bad. What are you wishing for?
I'm hoping to see Skate.
Yeah?
I want to see Skate come back.
Even that... Now, how similar is that to a Tony Hawk?
Dissimilar. Completely dissimilar, but... Also, kind of the same because it's a skateboarding game.
Oh, yeah.
But Skate is much more technical. It's a little more finesse-based. Not that Tony Hawk isn't, but Tony Hawk ended up... It always kind of had it, but it had this kind of like this hard rock edge to it.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, hey, we're kind of punky and a little douchey. And the soundtrack was just, you know, blaring punk music. And he had these weird characters. And, you know, he ended up doing weird things like American Wasteland and Underground and Project 8, where things just kind of went off the rails in terms of narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Skate really wasn't about that. It was more like just not quite a sim, but a little more technical and definitely prettier and had a little bit more... depth.
When was the last Skate?
I don't remember. I know it was Skate 3 and it was an Xbox 360 release. So okay. it's been a while.
Been a minute.
But you know, they've keep, you know, every once in a while, you know, I'll see on the forums where it's like, you know, some guy at EA just tweets hashtag Skate 4 and people lose their fucking minds. And then they just release Skate 3 on backwards compatibility. We're like,
oh.
So, you know, and there's a chance.
Well, maybe that is a...
Yeah, I mean, there's a chance.
Some signal that something else is coming.
Yeah. You got anything else from EA?
Yes. Need for Speed, I know, is coming, but we don't know which one, I don't
right.
think.
Don't
there
know.
Might be some...
Because there's like... different versions of Need for
sure.
Speed.
There might be some heavy speculation as to which Need for Speed series is coming. I don't know that. I know that there might be, or there is a good chance that Need for Speed is coming, and I really hope it's Hot Pursuit.
I love those.
I really hope it's Hot Pursuit.
Yeah.
And I think Most Wanted came out not long ago. They've had like their little rally racer one, you know, years back, and I think it's time to bring Hot Pursuit back. It's as close to like car combat as I think you can get and still race.
Right.
And I'm into that.
I like that a lot too.
Tons of fun.
I agree.
Anything else?
I want to see more Dragon Age.
It's been about time.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years since Dragon Age dropped. Maybe two.
Was it Inquisition?
Yeah, Inquisition.
That was a pretty big one.
Yeah, it was a great game. I obviously never finished it. Intend to. But it was a great game, by all accounts. The best Dragon Age game. I like the first one. The second one kind of fell off.
Yeah.
Third one was like much bigger in scope.
Is Inquisition the third one?
Inquisition's the third
okay,
one.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be... something they'll definitely bring back. I just hope it's soon. Because I like the world of Dragon Age.
Yeah, it's neat.
And the Grey Wardens and all that. They're fun.
So those are our wishes, our hopes and dreams.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You got any predictions?
But what do you think's for sure going to happen?
I'll go see a lot of Battlefront 2.
Lots of Battlefront 2.
Yeah, it's going to be there in spades. Which I'm fine with, because apparently this version has got 3 times more content at launch than the entirety of the previous Battlefront had, according to someone at EA.
Well, yeah, but there was like nothing. It was just graphics and like two maps.
Right. And a mode or two. But the fact that they know, I think it's this game. I could be wrong about this. I didn't fact check it. But I think it's this one that they are basically saying there's not going to be Season Pass for. All post-launch content will be free. Kind of like they did with Titanfall.
Yeah.
So I think they're focusing more on shipping a complete game rather than shipping a framework which to charge you a game, you know, charge you for more later.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair to be skeptical of this. I mean, I was somewhat excited about the last one, and I played like the beta or whatever they released.
Yeah.
And like, I was like,
meh.
Like, at first it was like, wow.
It's pretty.
After about 20 minutes, it was like, There's too many people. It's just hard.
And this one will have a campaign.
Yeah, the campaign I'm really excited about. So I'm actually really looking forward to Battlefront 2. So I do hope they show a lot.
Yeah, I think they will. Nice. Yeah.
I'm also thinking that we might see a little Sim 5 tease.
You think so?
I think maybe.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. I think so.
You think that'll come to consoles?
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
I think it works better on PC, but yeah.
But who knows?
Yeah, we're going to see more sports games.
Definitely going to see more sports.
We're going to see that new...
Sports.
Madden 18 with...
Tom Brady? Who do you think... What athlete do you think they're going to drag out there by the ears? I know they're going on stage, but some athlete's going to be on there being like, yeah, so we did some modeling for it. It's like AJ Hawk or something. He's like punching a bag in the background. And
Yeah, I don't know.
Any bets on that?
JJ Watt.
Because Tom Brady's not going to be involved. No. He's like, you can use my face on the cover.
Use my face and give me $20 million and I'll just let you do what you want.
Yeah. Maybe like a Dak Prescott or something. They'll throw somebody.
It's getting hot. Somebody young who's a gamer.
Or maybe another sport. Maybe they'll get Pele to come back out again.
Poor
Pele. I think they're going to say coming to Switch a lot.
You think so?
I think that's going to happen. They're going to be like, and coming to Switch.
Well, we know FIFA is.
Coming to Switch.
So.
What else?
Yeah.
Madden? You think Madden will make it to Switch?
That would be cool, right? A full-on portable Madden. People might lose their minds for that. I don't think that will happen.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think there's enough... I don't know. That's a really good question.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
Is that a prediction or just a thing we're talking about now?
No, we're just speculating. Yeah. It's not really a prediction.
Sports, and more sports, though. We can all agree on that. That's fine. They can have it.
Yeah.
Want to move on to the Bethesda?
Let's do it.
Bethesda, what stuck out to you last year?
Dishonored 2. They did that one a lot.
That's why it stuck out, though, is because they just kept hammering it.
They did. But, I mean, to great success. You know, it's a good game. I haven't played it yet, but it's widely regarded as a great sequel and a good game in its own right. And I do intend to play it soon. So I'm excited to see.
I remember getting excited about something they did. Then they show like a little... like kind of a teaser screen where they listed off some games and then one of them was kind of blocked to kind of show that something was in the works.
Yeah.
I remember that. They showed Prey last year, for sure.
They showed Prey. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they unveiled Quake, which was kind of a neat little thing. I mean, I was never into Quake, but I like it when, especially id brings back some properties.
Yeah.
It's always fun because those guys fucking killed it in the 90s. And I love how much success they're having now. It makes me really happy.
Doom.
So that was memorable last year. So this year, and this is, you know, we can say it at the same time. Elder Scrolls 6. Wait, what was you
going to say? Okay, you didn't say what we were talking about. But Elder Scrolls 6. Something.
Just one little nugget.
Something.
Just a little nugget. Just drop a little nugget on the floor. Maybe kick it over to me. Let me pick it up and see what it is.
Yeah, turn it over. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I don't know, though. I was thinking about this on the porch today because I took off work and sat in the sun with my cats on the patio like a grown man would.
As you should.
I was thinking, you know, Elder Scrolls 6. How cool would it be? But The Witcher is my Elder Scrolls 6. Like, that's like, I know that we're looking for more from Elder Scrolls 6. We're looking to get this next generation. But I'm like, man, I'm kind of...
You're a little spoiled, right?
Well, maybe not spoiled, but if I do plan to stick with The Witcher for the next however many hours it takes to get through this campaign, I don't know if I'm ready for another game that's going to throw me back into a fantasy world that's somewhat similar. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of want a different flavor. That's what's so nice to kind of alternate between, you know, Fallout and Skyrim and all this other stuff. And it's like, I'm really not saying they're the same thing. I'm just saying I kind of need a break from those worlds. So I'm like, Elder Scrolls 6, I get excited about, but I kind of hope it's next year.
You want it to exist.
I do want it to.
I'm sure it does exist. It'll
have some innovative twist to it. It'll probably have...
I hope not. I hope they don't...
Just redo that engine, though.
Yeah, redo the engine, but don't give me some innovative bullcrap. I don't want that. I just want another Elder Scrolls game.
They'll probably have some, like, world custom building thing.
That's fine for people who want to do it. I think we'll not see it.
No, I know.
I don't think they're going to say a peep about it. But yeah, it's on my wish list. I want them to say something about it. But just to confirm it. You know, I'm fine if it's 2 years down the road, and it probably is.
I know, not even a confirmation. Maybe just drop like a little something in the background that I only find out by reading on Reddit.
Yeah.
And someone's like, oh, we found this. And everyone's like, oh, my God. So that would be, that's always exciting. That's the one reason I love E3. Just the hype that's sometimes just not even real.
I do. I'm with you.
What else are you wishing for?
I want them to give Fallout 4 the PS4 Pro treatment on Scorpio. like the boost, the upgraded textures and the frame rate and flexibility with mods. Because I think, you know, I plan to get a Scorpio and I want them to support that on the Xbox. And I don't plan to get a PS4 Pro. I don't really think there's enough there for me to do it. But if Scorpio is as big of a leap as it's looking to be, then it will be. And not to mention, the Fallout 4 mods or Bethesda mods in general are much more relaxed in terms of what they can allow than PS4 does. Yeah. So that's kind of like one thing I'm hoping. Like, yeah, and by the way, we're gonna, you know,
yeah,
I want that.
Well, what are some things you'd put your money on that's going to happen?
Prey, more Prey coverage. Even though the game's already out, they're probably going to pimp it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit pimping.
I think they'll probably talk more about Elder Scrolls Legends, which is their card game.
Yeah.
I don't really care, but, you know.
Yeah, they will. I think we'll see some more of that VR talk for, like, their big properties, right. Doom and Fallout 4.
Right.
Is that something I was actually looking for? Because we have access to a Vive. We have a buddy that has one. So it's like...
We could get in there and dabble.
Yeah.
The thing is, I just don't know that I would ever want to play the entire Fallout 4 game.
I just want to run around, though. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just
keep that's kind of like... I like the idea, because I think their Doom talk was like, it was gonna, like, go to hell experience. It's just like, it's not the game. You just kind of tour hell.
Fine.
Like, yeah, that'd be cool. I think we're going to see the new Wolfenstein game.
Yeah, I think that was what they might have teased.
It is.
Yeah.
It was called the New Colossus or something like that.
Yeah.
And it exists. I know it exists. Not because I have some personal confirmation, but I was watching an interview with Pete Hines with Greg from Kinda Funny, and they were talking about, he's like, so he basically just like hits him. He's like, so when are we going to get this new Wolfenstein? He's like, no comment, but it's awesome. Like, so he's like, yeah, we know it exists.
Oh, cool.
So I'm pretty sure we'll see that. And I'm pretty sure we'll see something new from the Evil Within franchise, either that or something from Tango, whatever they've made instead of a new Evil Within, because they're a studio that Bethesda publishes for that hasn't really made anything since the Evil Within. So I'm assuming we'll get an update from them either with a new updated or sequel version of Evil Within or something new.
That's a pretty good prediction.
I think so. I think it's safe. I think everyone's going to make that prediction, but I think we'll see it.
Let's move on to Microsoft and see if Microsoft can make us micro hard. Memorable from last year. I was thinking hard about this, and maybe I'm just forgetting something so stupid obvious, and I probably am. But the only thing that really I can remember is Sea of Thieves. Why? Rare made that one.
Yeah.
It looks good. I mean, it looks fun.
I mean, it's going to be an exclusive to Microsoft, so...
But that's the only thing I can remember.
I'm looking something up really quick to see if I... Because I failed to do that earlier today.
Oh, what a piece of shit.
I
remember Scalebound, which...
I was not impressed with at E3 last year. I was like...
I was impressed with it two E3s ago. Last E3, I was like, shut that kid up.
Yeah,
I really... And then they ended up canceling the game, probably because he talked too much. He just annoyed them, and they were like, just kill the game.
I just thought it looked clunky, and it did not look original, and it did not look like anything that I, you know...
Yeah.
Gave a flying flip about.
I gave a couple flips, but yeah.
I was checking to see when backward compatibility came out, but that was 2015.
Yeah, it was a while back.
So, yeah, I don't remember anything from last year.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves sticks out. That was last year. No, it wasn't even last year that they did HoloLens. That was 2 years ago as well.
Yeah.
So, what did they do last year?
Weak sauce, I guess. And it's probably something significant that we just forgot.
I'm sure. But how significant was it then? Well, maybe Gears, did do a little Gears? Show some Gears?
Yeah, they showed some Gears.
Yeah, probably did that. Probably showed some stuff that we've already played. We're probably trying to think of things we haven't.
That's a good
point. If it came out and it was good, we probably already played it and liked it. So, wish list for me.
Wish list?
I want to know, and God, please don't cancel it, but I want to
know.
Mm-hmm. When am I getting Crackdown 3, baby?
Yeah.
It's been too long.
It skipped E3 last year altogether.
It wasn't there.
It was there the year before. And they were showing this big old multi-building destruction with cloud-based technology. It looks great. It looked great, and it looked fun.
Yeah.
And Crackdown's a fun IP. But yeah, it's MIA. I want to see more.
Yeah, I want to know where it went off to. I miss it, and I want it.
I'll miss it, too.
What about you?
I think they're going to show a lot of hardware. I think it's going to be very, very strong.
Are you wishing for this?
I am wishing for this, because I just want to see, I want to see more. You know, we've gotten the specs, and we've heard Scorpio for over a year now. We know it exists. We know the specs. I want to see it. Show it to me.
Just show me games.
That's the next thing on my list is show me games. Come on, Microsoft. Show me games.
I don't,
because PlayStation's had a hell of a year this year in terms of exclusive games.
Yep.
It's been crazy. And Xbox, you have not. So I need more.
Yes, games, please. Yeah. It's not even for me. It's not even validating the Scorpio. I just want to play the thing I got.
I don't really care if they're Scorpio or not. You know, I mean, I don't think they're going to be exclusive.
No, I don't think so either. But I'm just saying,
I get you.
It's not even about validating the Scorpio. It'll exist without me. That's fine. I want to play the thing I have. I've been talking about getting the PS4 in the last few months, and this is with the Switch out and all this other stuff. I'm like, PS4 is better value for me in general. Just more.
It's got a lot of games.
But
yeah, that's it. You know, I want a new IP. Mm-hmm. I want a new Microsoft IP because I just think they need one. You know, they've tried borrowing, basically, in my opinion, one with Tomb Raider. Like, hey, let's get a year exclusivity deal and let's make Tomb Raider kind of a thing with us now. And that just completely did not work.
Yeah.
But like when you think about Microsoft franchises, you know, what do you think about? You think about Halo, Gears, and Forza. And that's what comes to mind.
Yeah, I can't think of, those aren't coming this year.
No, none of those are coming this year. So it's like, what do you got? So you got to give me something first party. Got to give me something pretty. Got to give me something awesome and loud. You need to shake things up a little bit, Microsoft.
With you. predictions, though. Scorpio is going to get named.
Yeah, I think it will, too. I think they'll drop an official moniker for the thing.
You got any ideas what it might be?
I don't. You know, I've seen some kicked around where it's like Xbox One Plus or Xbox, just Xbox.
I'm trying to think of some mainstays within Microsoft. They might,
they'll probably call it Microsoft 10.
I was just going to say that. Say 10 just to keep it on par with Windows. Or do they, because it still plays Xbox One games, do they still keep Xbox One and, like you said, add some other moniker to it, an Elite, a Plus? They won't use Pro.
They already used Elite
on the controller.
Well, and also there's an Xbox One Elite.
Oh,
that's not an S.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So. I think it's confusing.
Yeah. I think it'll be some version of Xbox One. I think One Plus makes sense. But
yeah,
because it's easy.
They've already fucked up and used one.
Yeah,
one Plus is actually as good as it's going to get with one there. So cool.
I think we're going to get a release date and a price point.
What do you think that price point's going to be, though?
I think the price point's going to be either $399 or $499 or maybe both, just for different hard drive sizes.
Yeah.
I think this is what's going to happen.
Definitely see it being on the upper end. I mean, that thing is pretty powerful.
It's beefy.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, because, like, you know, both companies, when they release their consoles, and obviously Nintendo with the Switch, they had their own press conference for the console, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too late for them to do that now, because if they're gonna push the release this holiday season, now is the time to announce it. In my opinion, PlayStation did it in February, it released in November. The Switch announcement was 3 or 4 months off. So I think that now is the time to announce it and get dates and release times.
And they did that in both companies did that back in 2013 too.
Yeah.
They used E3 for that. They're probably going to talk about it a lot. I don't doubt it because I don't think they're going to fill 45 minutes with games. It's just I wish they could.
Yeah, they need to get some good license. You know, either acquire an old license or get a good license where it's like, you know, I mean, hell, even PlayStation has MLB, right? You know, they can't even get that.
Yep.
So they need to get something.
Yep. Well, does that do it?
That does it, buddy.
All right. Well, that's our first parter for our E3 wish list and predicts. Tune in 2 weeks when we cover Ubisoft, Sony, and Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the same thing. So if this tickled you right in your pants, come on back. And
we give you good pants tickling?
Yeah, we'll do the same thing again with different stuff.
Correct.
Thanks, as always, for joining us today and listening to us. Share us with your friends.
Please.
Rate us on stuff, please. Whatever service you use, click a heart, click a star, leave
thumbs
a comment.
Up.
You can talk to us almost directly over at the Cartridge Club. We have our own forum there.
Yeah.
You can send us an email, polykillpodcast@gmail.com.
Tweet at us.
Tweet at us, please, @polykill. Facebook.com/polykillpodcast. We have our own website, of course, polykill.com. That's where we stash all this stuff, our written blogs, our videos, and our podcasts, of course. I am @TraffPlaysGames.
I am @TheMcAxel.
Together we at Polykill, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.